The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother or sister sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times. Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decides to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a large amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Indeed, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgive you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgive your brother and sister from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. So now we just want to give a few moments on sharing on the theme of the gospel this evening, and maybe I'll be able to give you maybe a new insight into the whole idea of forgiveness. Forgiveness never comes easy, and some people never forgive. And some people go through the whole life bearing resentment or bearing a grudge against somebody, and that would be very, very, very sad. And there's a lovely little phrase I heard and that I use and that I often tell people, never give anybody that power over you so that you bear resentment towards them, or a better way of putting it is, never let anybody live rent-free in your mind. That's a good way of putting it. Never let anybody live rent-free in your mind. Now, two little things that maybe, I don't know if you've ever asked you the question. I wonder why Peter came and said to Jesus, how often must I forgive? How often must I forgive my brother? So obviously he must have been having a difficulty with somebody or an argument with somebody, and maybe he had forgiven him, I don't know, once or twice, and nothing happened. And so maybe Peter didn't understand real forgiveness. So we'll have a look at that for a few moments this evening. Skip forward very briefly to the lovely prayer, the Lord's Prayer, which in a very short time we will all stand and either say or pray. And there's a difference. And hopefully we'll pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those. That word there, as, is a very important word to me. As, what does that mean? It means I try to forgive as Jesus forgives. How did Jesus forgive? Well, there's different ways of forgiving. You can go to somebody and you can just almost without looking at them and say, I forgive you for what you did yesterday, of what you said, and sometimes not even look at the person. That is not forgiveness. That is not forgiveness. Just don't worry, I forgive you what happened yesterday. That's not forgiveness. You got to look at the person in the eye. And you got to pause. And forgiveness is based on truth and on loyalty. Loyalty to who you are and the truth of who you are. So you must try and see that person as God sees that person. Not a bad person, not a person who has committed some fault, but as a good person who has failed in some ways. That changes the whole perspective of forgiveness. You look the person in the eye. And forgiveness is not words from the lips, it comes from the heart. And your aim is that you forgive a person in such a way that they will feel good about themselves rather than you feeling good because you have done something magnanimous. It's not about you, it's about the other person. I can honestly say, I'm not, when people come to confession to me, and it's a pity more people don't come to confession, because it's not just about telling the priest what you have done wrong. It's about healing. And Jesus was very much into healing people. And when people come to confession to me, I can honestly say I am not remotely interested in what they have done or in what sins they have committed. I have one aim. I want to send that person out of that confession or away from that experience of confession feeling much better about oneself, having a new kind of recognition of oneself and who you really are. Not a bad person who has done something wrong, but a good person because of their humanity, because of being human, have failed in some way. How do you do that? Sometimes it's very difficult. I think most of us, if we're honest, have a poor opinion of ourselves. We have a poor self-worth. And the real purpose, if we use that word, of forgiveness is to restore that person's self-worth, to help that person to regain their self-worth that's very often crusted over by self-hatred. Many, many people have a very low opinion of themselves. You're conscious of your faults and your failings. It's human to fail. It's human. And I often go back and think of, because it's a beautiful example. Take, for example, Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, can you just for a moment put yourself in her position and how she must have felt when she was dragged, literally dragged before Jesus. And a group of people saying, she's a sinner, she did this, she was committed in the very act of adultery. She's a worthless creature. And there she is, either kneeling or standing before Jesus. Just put yourself in her place for one moment. Imagine how she felt. At that moment, I would think her self-worth could not have been lower. And in whatever time she felt in that encounter with Jesus, look at what happened. That woman who came to Jesus was not the woman who went away. She was not the same person. She had been totally transformed into a totally new person. Because she has been forgiven much, she loves much. That's what Jesus said about her. And that ought to be our aim whenever you forgive somebody. To send them away as a transformed person, a new person. That really, to me, is the essence of forgiveness. And that's the kind of forgiveness that Jesus is talking about in that lovely reading we heard this evening.